Ron Wilkins got his big break about 4 decades ago, playing with trumpeter Clark Terry. Fast forward to now, and he just moved to Austin from New York City. Over the past 4 decades, he's led several big bands, performed on Broadway, and taught at universities around Texas.
I've had a very strong passion for that. My mom was a career educator, and my dad always believed in the importance of having a good foundation involving education.
He's led masterclasses around the world.
Hey! Greetings, Facebook peeps!
And on the web.
Joel Pal Ron!
For free, for everyone.
Yeah, I was doing those in part to be able to give back to the community.
Each Facebook masterclass eventually breaks out into a jam session.
Two, C minor blues.
And I would actually go ahead and lay down what we call the baseline of the blues and have those students who are actually checking out my video have their instruments with them, and they can actually play along with me.
But he recently took a break from those masterclasses because he felt tired and had a fever.
Still a little foggy-headed dealing with antihistamines, especially with the pollen, so. Anyway.
But it wasn't just pollen. At the age of 62, and with underlying conditions and a transplanted kidney, his condition got worse and worse in early April.
I got COVID, which literally then put me in the hospital at Northeast Baptist for 32 days in a medically induced coma. I was on a vent. I had a trach tube in me. I was intubated. And I don't remember much of anything on that because when they rushed me to the hospital, I was pretty much unconscious.
He survived, but 32 days in a medically induced coma isn't cheap.
Well, the thing is that because of my military status, I'm going through the VA so I can go ahead and get copay on the treatment, but it's still pricey, man.
About 5 million Texans don't have health insurance, and unequal access to healthcare has an unsurprising effect during a pandemic.
Yeah, it's been ravaging through the Black community in particular and communities of color because there's not as much accessibility to the proper testing that should be given to all communities. And of course, the issues with healthcare as well, because you have a lot of people out there who can't afford proper healthcare.
His partner, best friend, and fellow trombonist, Becca Patterson, set up a GoFundMe called Ron's Road to Recovery. It's raised more than half of the $75,000 goal so far. Wilkins considers himself lucky. He has a strong support network. And in addition to killing more than 100,000 people in the U.S., COVID-19 has taken the lives of many jazz greats.
There have been so many. In particular, one of the biggest losses, I think, was with the passing of the great jazz pianist and educator and pretty much patriarch of the Marcellus family, Ellis Marcellus.
Ellis Marcellus, a New Orleans icon and father of a family of jazz musicians, including Wynton and Branford Marcellus.
Also, the great seven-string jazz guitarist and master, Bucky Pizzarelli, who was, even though he's in his 90s, was still very viable and very active in the music scene, in particular in New York. I performed with him about a year or so ago and found him to be just an engaging and wonderful gentleman. And also, last one to mention, the great jazz trumpeter who was a protege of Miles Davis, Wallace Roney, who this guy was, he had some medical conditions and such, but he was only in his 50s, and this virus took him.
Wilkins is still recovering and continues his work on an upcoming album, expected to release this summer. One song in particular has provided inspiration for his recovery and his songwriting.
Giant Steps. One of the slogans I've used is, now that I've been recovering from this, I've been going from baby steps to the giant steps.
This past weekend, he took another giant step.
Hey everyone, it's Ron Wilkins. Just picking up the horn for the first time and getting some notes in, warming up a little bit, and I thought I'd play you a song. So, in light of what's going on now, this is very appropriate, and there's a lot of versions now being heard of it, but you can never hear it enough. This is Lift Every Voice and Sing.
I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Boney.